בגין קרא דף מסכת בבא קמא דף סמך טס, בגין מלאו, בגין טס מלאו, בגין זה גמור, חי ואת ליד לב חולו. That's considered different than say b'tem loy, which Tosfos says, mashma, sounds like the chay ba'at lidin loy, that, yeah, if they just say you have to give to him, that lo have a gemar din, that's not considered as the final judgment, achayim mitzayin tein loy, until they say, go give him. So Tosfos, well, the parak amat the Sanhedrin, it says, in certain level of amat beis in Tosfos, but the mashma nigmar discusses, nigmar din, that the verdict is finished, yet to reshad l'btzaya, then you can't go and compromise anymore. My fire should make my explain. What's considered okay? The verdict has been handed down. Playing out the zaka, playing out the chayv. You win, you lose. Now, I've got the love of gemar din mamish. So I said, what do we mean? Didn't we just say that's not really the gemar din? Yeah, but kim shakar din ligmar. Since it's very close for the verdict, for the case to be finished, then asla hatas zaka. You can't stop misleading the one who won and say, oh, let's compromise. Like a taste of bamzi that you're zayin enough to maskel chayv. The next verse master dealing with the words care me by b'chulu. The first is a little bit difficult to look at Arla Tchila. Really, if you're talking about Arla and care me by Arla is the first 3 years, Revai is the fourth year. It's really a little bit out of order. The next verse master dealing with the Gemara Chares. This parasha Kunja explains it's associated often these clay tiles, which Tosfos because that's difficult. Parakris Adam and the Gemara Chulna Pechaz Menalf Tosfos the Maskel Abay Chares explains Chashav Chares is a little bit exusha. Consider Chares and crushed bricks. That's two different things, and Rashi is saying it's essentially the same thing. You know, it's just not the words of Gemara. Now, charis is less, but no. Oh, just like these charis, there's no hana. So too, that's what we're trying to say. What's over here too? Which time it's a wonder, Lurik, because the safe kis adam, the Gemara over there in Chulin, Ima says the imachasim you can't cover. Only things that you can plant with and it will sprout. Mashma hasim the machasim charis. It sounds like over there that you could cover with charis. It sounds like something will sprout. I thought there's no hana. Right, charsis you could plant and it'll sprout. But it's not going to produce equivalent to what you even put planted. Well, if it's called something that doesn't give any benefit. Now, even if it's going to give and produce more than what you put in, since it produces very few fruits, it's considered as quote unquote as not giving any benefit. Next, it's not to begin with the word gemara, but they leave the money, etc. Now. Ishvi is not going to be Kermavai. Now, if the laws of Shemitah apply to the Kermavai, it could match like it sounds like, because the Milse, the Tanakama court, is going on the teaching in Tanakama. So then, certainly, you have to say that the Tznuin Ashar Shnei Shavu Kama, they must be going on the other years of the Shemitah cycle, because the Ashvi is, if you go on the Shemitah year, Kimin Shehe, how you Zechon Hefker, but then once they're ready Zechon Hefker, how you Chen Machal, then they can't be Machal anymore. Yeah, meaning, as we're saying, the Bailam. The Bailam can't, the original Bailam Rishayim cannot be Mechal anymore because now it's already Zerich by those other people. Therefore, it must be going into other years of the Shemitah cycle. Connect to Smat, the beginning of the words, the Gemara, call and look at Mizah, whatever's going to be, whatever is gathered from this, Yeh Mechal should be deconsecrated. Now, this says, same, it's a wonder. Masahay Imran, when would they say this? Dilama Shemalakhtim, as Tosfos explains, because what they gather, Acha Mira, after the saying Lahayimoyal, so that wouldn't be effective. That's obvious because we're saying this is a lashon avar. This is it's a past tense. And Mekane, if that's the case, so I understand. Chibachal Shah, you think at all times Hayomikane they would be saying this Bali Havsik without interruption? And so this is the obvious option. Chibachal can say no. Chibachal Erev Hayomikane every evening they would say this like after it's done. They say okay, whatever was done in the past tense. Should be mechul, and kamayu like we find by the other halacha our gemara brings gabayanim besamach like the gemara shul that you're going to bring regarding the paupers. It's not true. Mekam lohisit takana. It's not going to remedy l'masha ochlu what was eaten koyd mamir. If someone ate it beforehand, it's too late. So how does that help? That means to say they're doing it at all times. So Amiri says no. The truth is the chalal nilkad. This terminology love dafka mamash achalikita. Not specifically that you say it after it was already gathered. You could leave the money even if it wasn't gathered yet. Volume in the person says, this vineyard, when it's going to be gathered, then it's going to be disconsecrated after it's gathered. So you'll beat it before the guy eats it. Now, there's then the question that becomes, why did Daisa say lead to say Arab, specifically in the evenings? Truth is, even from the morning, how Yochalaskin, he could do the Kamesh Rush like I just explained. It's just saying a good idea. That not to do it in the morning. Why? So he's pakranim lock and have it so that it shouldn't be careless for the paupers to just take a lot. Kimichevki made a hefka. Yeah, oh, we can take whatever we want. No, you do it later so that they don't hear that. Oh, it's hefka. Uinami, Another point you can say is Latusi Erev Davka. No, it's specifically done in the evening. Because of Abashachas, if it was on the morning, Gazrina, we're concerned, we make a decree, Shema lo Yafrish, that, or Yifarish is really the words. Maybe he's not going to specify the La'acha Likita, Yochla Hefker. In its noon, they knew how to do that. But a regular person, we didn't want to do it in the morning because they might not know how to specify that it should be after Likita that the Hefker should take a place. So if you're saying that we could do a deconsecration when it's still attached to the Grand Commandment, something like it sounds like shortly. So and you said you could even do it in the morning. So why was the tznum pushing it? So why don't they just deconsecrate the whole Kerem in one shot? Why do whatever's going to be gathered today, every day? What you can say is the Shema Yerets Lohelech Shahar Peres, because maybe they wanted to bring the rest of the fruits of the Rishlaim. They wanted to take the rest of the fruits of the Rishlaim. They didn't want to deconsecrate everything in one shot because they didn't want to deconsecrate everything. Well, you know, I mean, another part you can say is Lefish Lohayim Moil Chil, because the Chil would not be effective unless you got Acharken. What it's going to grow after that. What grew now, it'll help, but can't do it for all of it at one shot because it's still going to grow more. And so he's been doing to say, he's a Kikama when he says, call him like whatever's going to be picked. How does that help? Well, it's not going to help what's going to grow afterwards. There's sometimes we can say, whatever the remedy, but you're right, it's not going to help for what's going to grow afterwards. Or additionally, you could say, maybe it's going to be nullified in the majority. And ba'avagav, although generally the dovish is material, something that has permitted is until the lay bottle, even if thousand not bottle is not nullified because you could permit it by deconsecrating. It's a bottle, but biblically it is bottle, and therefore he'll do it to save those people. Next, just matter begin with the words of Gemara. Ima say kol ha'maslakin. So it's not whatever was gathered, whatever will be gathered. Now, Masper sounds like, as we said, we mentioned before, that will say the chal pitim mechum lekarka that redemption takes effect even something that's attached to the ground because you're doing it now. Because shari kol makita ima schal. Before it was even gathered, before it was harvested, it was already deconsecrated. Because if it's after it's harvested, already it came into someone else's possession, then the owner doesn't have any more rights to ben l'chal. So obviously it's even when it was attached to the ground. That's a wonder, because the sefer, the mashma, the sefer, sounds like the in chil b'mechubar. There is no chil b'semet that's attached to the ground. The time to say ma'aser shein, like we learned at the end of ma'aser shein, the halacha yud alef, kerem revai, fruits, the vines in the fourth year, b'shamayim, they say, in poidin oisam, anav me'liyayim. You can't redeem it as grapes, only as wine. But still, they say, anav me'liyayim, grapes and wine. Now, b'kol ma'id, memon agrees, shein poidin mechul l'karka. It's either grapes, wine, but not when attached to the ground. So in here, it appears the time of the Alfin and Kodesh Mimaisa. And this is part of the question. I mean, it's obviously because we learn that a Gezer Shavah from Maiser, which again cannot be done with Mechubar. So isn't that the same thing by Kerem Revai? So it says, no, but what you can say is the Hassam will have a time of that. The reason is not El Mishum the Mechubar because it's attached. It's only because it ain't dumb of you doing. It's because you just won't know the value. And that's why you don't redeem. And even with three, And behind number time in the Bishamah, it's the reason in the Bishamah that you cannot do b'mechubar. But truth is, and I mean that's why he says that it has to be wine because you have to have the have no value. But still, says, no, you can evaluate grape salsa. But that's the reason. Not nothing to do because of mechubar per se. It says must begin with the words of Gemara. Whatever the paupers gathered today should be hefka. Which Chase explains that kana islanim, it was a remedy for the paupers, lapoid ben ma'isa, the exempt of a ma'isa. Because Mark Yisubidin, if they end up taking more than what the halacha is, because they give them shibaylim, like three stalks, which are not halachically as lekit, boichlim b'le ma'isa, they're eating without ma'isa, which is only by matnasanim, but here it's not matnasanim, so that's the problem with Taisus. Not so much the gezla part, but it's more the part about they're going to be eating without ma'isa. Lefish lekit, chacham pay up to min ma'isa, exempt from ma'isa. This is not lekit, because it's three stalks. The owner says, whatever is gathered should be hafker. Oh, Kadesh Yiftakul Mamaiser. So that exempts from Mamaiser because they have to put the Mamaiser because hafker is put the Mamaiser. And so you have to say the Balabais in Messiah. You have to say the homeowner didn't give up hope. Because if Hoy Messiah to give up hope, and therefore Fachash Yish Medai is considered deliberate, like a weird Yish, like the Halacha that's brought in Bamitzidaf Chabez, that like the windblown dates that you know this is going to happen. And therefore, it's considered like as if it's the Yish is happening already. Okay, if that's the case, the mandam Yish could be kind of according to when the whole Yish itself is enough to create a kinyan. So, tikshalei, then the question becomes, Mamoil Hafker. So, how is it helpful? The Hafker Lepoitim, the Mice is exempt from Mice, but like Mazach ben Aniyim, but Tekhaz Gazel the Yish, but the pauper already merited it through the medium of stealing it through the Yish. And then it's already his, so you can't be Mafker, something that's already someone else's. Now, Mew, however, Zein Lahakshas, but you can't ask. In Balabais Messiah, if the owner gave up hope, Lomit Tzorch Lahafka, so why does he have to declared ownerless, and meaning kedei levoid ben ma'isa is exempt from ma'isa. What do you mean by yish chashav hu kafker? When the fact that he gave up hope is already like kafker levoid ben ma'isa, the exempt from ma'isa kedei mukhav lemitzit like tapas and gemar b'mitzit of chavav from a base. But moreover, the lomal loyel, why doesn't it help? Kol shalikto, whatever is gathered, l'kul am according to everyone. The ultimate economy yish, you think it's any less than giving up hope? The oydami yish to achav the gabi gazlin. The yish to mitzit, you can't compare the yish of a gazlan to the yish of by a found object, because the yish kani b'chalin, if yish always acquires, even if the stolen item is not in the possession of the gazlan at the time of yish, imkain yish tahacha, so that means the yish over here lo have el klapi today is only regarding him. Really, it's as just a gift. The ain lo lifter min amaisa, so that's not an exempt from maisa, because that's not like hefker. And even if it's not acquired, only if the Gzela is in the possession of the Gazlan, it's less in the street at the time of Yish. And or if you're saying, according to one that holds, that Yish itself is not kind at all, it's not going to be Yish that's exempt from Ma'aseh, because in the Nigzal in Yochel Devoyim and Amatzik Ba'ach Yish, although you cannot claim from him after Yish, remember because of us, like Marcel later on the Avon Beis, the Dafka Gazal and Seah Shabbailim, and specifically if he stole no one didn't give up hope, or Ba'ach Ba'ach and someone else comes in Yitzirot from Zegov or from Zegov, you can look for me the one, Ba'ach Yish, but after Yish in Yochel Devoyim and Shabbailim, and then you cannot collect them from the second one, Ba'ach Ma'ever, Kimich Kolod Moslaz, but since any person is forbidden to take possession of him, Nishi Tzrich Li Gazal and Potter Menach at Nizel, the Gazal needs to get himself off the hook by returning it to the Nizel, then for Zoch Ba'ach, if someone already married in it, L'chol Pogas Chayv L'sham Dom the Gazal, at least he'll be liable to pay the money to the Gazal, like we said before, and on the Samachasim and Elov, the film of the Yish Lekan Igor, according to the one that was the Yish and Akoina, Chayv Ganav Shein, Lasham Karen, the Ganav region, the second Ganav has to at least pay the principal to the first Ganav, but Chashav Kafka lifted Maisa. That's not considered like Kafka exempt from Maisa. The time that Kafka put Maisa, what's the reason why Kafka put Maisa? He has a portion with you, as the Sifri says in Parashat 8. That's the reason of Hefka that doesn't have a portion in it. That's the reason of Hefker, where you know, but Vahoch over here, Enlech Chelik, but he doesn't have a right in the Shos Lezaka because he cannot marry them. Vim Zachan, if he does, Chayv L'sham L'chal Pachzim, he's going to have at least a value. Void more, but the Bistamei in Mishayash L'gamanim, another reason why the Yish are not going to work is because Yish only would help regarding the paupers. Vimoy Lefter and Maisa, that's not going to have to take them from Maisa. She Hefker L'anim L'shim Kishmita. Hefker has to be like Shmita, where, as the Gemara says in, and Taisa said this is enough kapal for manav. It has to be like shmita, which for everyone. And therefore, says Taisa, so don't ask that the yish itself should be effective. We explained according to the different opinions how the yish itself is not going to work in that medium as hefker, and therefore that it is only the hefker that we're saying that allows this person not to violate the halacha of not taking off ma'aseh.